Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Tzadi Gimel Amud Beis of Masech Shabbos. We're already holding out the two dots about 12 lines into the page. Amar Mar. So we had said in the Brisa, Zayachal v'Zayachal Rameir Mechayev. If each guy is able to carry the item on his own, but they carry them together, Rameir is going to be Mechayev. So Yibayilhu. Bein Shir L'Zeh V'Shir L'Zeh Odil Mashir Echal L'Kulam. Meaning, what if the item is only large enough to have a shear of one Hotza'ah? Can two guys be Chayev for that Hotza'ah? Let's say it's one grogros of food. So are both guys going to still be chayiv even though there's not enough to split up the shir hotza'a amongst them? So if chizra of menuna chad amar shir lezev shir lezev v'chad amar shir echad l'kulan. So it's a machlokas whether you need a shir of hotza'a for each one or they can combine for one big shir of hotza'a. Amar of papa mishmei d'rava afenam nami tanina. I'll bring you a raya that when you have two actions that are done with one maisa, it's good enough to have one shear for that maisa. How do I know that? Because there's a Mishnah Maseches Zavim. Hayoshev Agabi Mita. If the zav is sitting on a bed, va'arba talios tachas arba raglei amita, tameos mipnei she'en yuchol laman al shalosh, and you have four talisos under the four legs of the bed, they're all going to be tame because the bed can't stand with only three legs. Va'amai, but asking more, why are they all tame, even though it's only one zav sitting there? Li'boi shir ziva lezeh, v'shir ziva lezeh. It shouldn't you require a majority of a zav on each talis because that's normally what's metame. So lamishum damrin shir echal lekulan. So you see that all four talisos can split the shir of a zav. So I'm Rav Nachman Reis Kafin and Amitani, and I'll bring you a second raya. Tzvi shenichnas labayis. If a deer comes into a house on Shabbos, v'no alechad b'fanav, and one guy closes the door in a way that the tzvi is not able to escape. So now the tzvi is trapped. Chayiv, the guy who closed the door is chayiv for tzeda. Now, if one of them could have closed the door on his own, but na'alu shnayim, two people did it together, p'turin, they're going to be pater. Lo yachal echal dinal v'na'alu shnayim, if neither one could do it on their own, but the two of them did it together to close the door, then chayavim, they're both going to be chayiv. But v'amai, liba yishir tzeda lezeh v'shir tzeda lezeh, shouldn't you need, in order to be mechayiv both of them, shouldn't you need two tzvis in the house, a shir tzeda for each one of them? So la mishum damina, shir echal dekulam. So you see that it's one shir for both of them. So Amar Ravina Avinanami Tanin, I'll bring you another raya. Hashutafin Shagunvu Vitavchu. You have partners that stole something and shechted it. Chayavin, they have to pay dalid vehei. Vamai li bayishir tvicha lezeh v'shir tvicha lezeh. Shouldn't each of them have to do a full shir tvicha, a full shir of shechita? So la mishum damrina shir echad lekulam. So you see that they get to split the burden of the shir of tvicha. So it says Amar another raya. Amar Ravashi Avinanami Tanin. Shneim shotzion kana shal Gardi, a pole that they would use for weaving from one rishos to another rishos. Two guys carry it out. Chayavin, they're chayiv. Amai, libay shir otzolaz, if shir otzolaz, shouldn't they each need to be carrying a shir of otzolaz? La mishum damrina, shir echad l'kulam. So it must be that we assume that there's one shir for everybody. They get to split the shir. Amli ravacha brid ravel ravashi, dilma de ispek de lavashal beitzakal lezeh, beitzakal lezeh. That last raya is not such a great raya. Maybe the kind of kana that they're carrying is large enough to be firewood to cook two separate beitza kalas, which would be two shiurim. Says Mar in Kain lishmeinan kana dialma, maishna kana de gardi. If that were the case, it would have just said kana. By saying kana de gardi, we're saying that it's meant to be used for weaving, and one can only be is only a shear of one. So says Mar v'dilma de ispekidei larug mapalize kidei larug mapalize. Maybe this kana is large enough to be oreg to weave. Weave a cloth for two people. Says Mar Ella Mehalak al Mashmi. Nasayin Achinami. That raya is not such a great raya. Tani Tana Kamed Rav Nachman. Shneim Shotziu Kaneshal Gardi Pturin Rabbi Shimon Mechayev. Once we're on the topic of two people carrying a Kaneshal Gardi, it's a machlokas whether they're pater or a chayev. Says Mar Klapilaya. It should be the opposite that Rabbi Shimon is one that paters two people that do umlacha together, no matter what the circumstance is. Sala Ema Chayavin Rabbi Shimon Poter. So Achinami, you got to switch it around there. Rabbi Shimon is the one who actually paters. So now the Mishnah goes back to the din of Hotza'ah on something that's less than the shear when you carry from one rishos to another, which we were discussing at the very beginning of the perek, and we explained the din of carrying inside of a kli. Hamotzi ochel in pachos mikshir. If you're carrying food that's less than a shear, but kli, inside of a kli, where the kli alone you'd be chayiv for carrying putter. So in this case, your putter, it's unbelievable. If you were to carry just the kli, you'd be chayiv. But since the kli has food in it, that's pachos mikashir, now you're going to be putter. Putter afal a kli, shakli tfeil. Why you putter on the kli? Because the kli is tafel to the food. So we view the kli as if it's not there, and the food is not large enough to be chayiv. Similarly, as a chay, a person is carrying a living person, whereas since there's a principle of a chay nosei esatzmo, that a chay carries himself, you're not chayiv for carrying a living person, bamita, and you're carrying him on a bed. And normally, just carrying a bed, you'd be chayiv. But in this case, putter afal a mita, shamita tfeililo. You're putter even on the bed, because the bed is considered to be tafel to the person that's on it. So once we quote this din of carrying a living person on a bed, the Mishnah explains the din of carrying out a mace and other tumos. So es hamace b'mita, someone who's carrying from Rishus Yachtur Shusam a dead body on a mita, he's chayiv for the hotzah of the mace, because the mace cannot be nosei es atzmo. And even though it's melach shein tzricha l'gufa, because you don't need the mace, you only need to clear the house of a dead body so that people there won't become Tame. So, and this is certainly something that you didn't want to happen, and that's one of the definitions of Melacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. You're still going to be chayiv, because Rabbi Yehuda tells us that you're chayiv even on Melacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa, and we're following the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda in this Mishnah. V'chein kezayis men ameis or kezayis men anevela. Similarly, a kezayis of a human mace, or a kezayis of a nevela of a behem or a chaya that died. V'ka'adosha men asheret, or the shir adosha from a sheretz that died, chayiv, you're chayiv, because that's enough to be metame. Rabbi Shimon poter, and Rabbi Shimon says you're potter on the hotza'a of all of these things, even if you carry out a meis shalem, because you don't need the guf hamalacha, you're only doing it in order to avoid tuma. And he also said a malacha that you don't need the gufa, is potter, you're potter for doing it. Tanu Rabbanan, so the Braisa tells us as follows, hamotzi ochlin kashir, if a person carries out food, that's the proper shir, that you chayiv for the hotza'a, like a grogress of food. Imba kli chayiv ala ochlin patra al kli. If you're carrying it in a kli, you're chayiv for the food, but you're patra for the kli. Vim haya kli tsarich lo. If the kli needs the food, you need the kli for some other purpose, then chayiv afal al kli. Then the kli is not patra to the food, the kli is inherently significant, you're going to be chayiv on the kli as well. So shmamina ochl shnei zeise chaylev behelem echad chayiv shtayim. We see from here that if you eat bishogeg, two kezesim of chaylev, in one period of forgetfulness, meaning you didn't realize in between what you had done, so you chayv tu chataos. So why do the chacham have a suffix about that issue of ochel shnei zeisei chelev? Amar Rav Sheshes Chacham Haskinan kigon sheshagag ala ochlin vehizid ala kli. That no, the Braisa is talking about a case where the guy was shogeg, he forgot about the issur of hotza'ah of the food from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, and he carried the food out bishogeg, but he knew that the kli was asur, he carried the kli out. Amazing. So he's chayiv chatos on the shogeg of the food, and if he needs the kli, his, aside from the chatos, he's chayiv misa on the mezid of the kli. So when we say in the Sefer of the Braisa that he's chayiv afal kli, it doesn't mean another chatos. Because in Echanami, you wouldn't be chayiv two chatos in one helim. It means he'd be chayiv misa on the kli. There's only one chatos in play over here because there's only one shogeg. You were shogeg about the food, but you're absolutely mezid about the kli. Maska for Ravasha v'ha af ala kli katani, but the expression was af ala kli, so it sounds like you're going to be chayiv the same thing on the kli that you were for the food. So don't tell me that for the food it was a chatos, and for the kli it's misa. Ela amravashi kigon sheshagag b'zeh u'b'zeh. Now he was shogeg about both things, but v'nodelo v'chazer v'nodelo. He found out about one of them, and only later found out about the other one. So in such a case, chayiv tu chataos. And u'beplukta d'Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Malakish. This is subject to the machlokas we had way back on Ayin Aleph and Beis between Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Malakish. Rabbi Yochanan holds that chiluk yedios is mechalik for chataos, that if you find out about one of them first, that creates a chiv chatos for that which you found out about, and then if you find out about the other iser, that creates a second chiv chatos. And Reish Lakish holds that chiluk yedios is not mechalik lechataos, and even in such a case you'd only be chayiv one chatos, even though you found out in between. And Ravashi holds that the Braisa must be following the shita of Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, Bezos Hashem, we'll pick up at the two dots next time.